Back at Texan Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Remember to tune in next Friday night as well. 7:15 airtime for Wimberley Texan football as they host Bandera. That's the first district ball game of the year. Hear all of the action right here on Colwell Radio and at WimberleyRadio.org. Second down and 10 for the Wimberley offense as the two teams trade sides of the field. Now Wimberley's moving from our left to right. They are at their own 25-yard line, are the Texans. And it's going to be a reverse. Looks like they've gotten it outside to Krebs, I believe, and he's going to be caught in the backfield. That's going to be a loss of four back to the 21-yard line. So it'll be third down and 14. I'm going to blame that on Jared because he was talking about Krebs having a big game, but then they didn't block for him. That certainly wasn't Hayden's fault, was it, Jared?
No, that's a...
He didn't have any run place to run.
That's a play. You and I have talked about it in the past, and Hayden... A guy that I'd like to see stick his nose up a little bit more north and south, but on that one, there was no north and south. It was only east and west to see if he could make it there, and just no blocking there for him.
Third down and 14. Let's see how antsy Doug Warren wants to get with his offense here. Certainly don't want to turn it over. Back to throw. Weeks over the middle. Caught out near the 30-yard line. That's Krebs moving left, and he's got the first down and more. 35-40 and knocked out of bounds. That's a big play. Maybe that'll jumpstart the Wimberley offense out to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, big play right there by Krebs, settling down right in the zone. Kind of same situation, though, I got to tell you. Ran east and west about 20 yards before he cut it up the field, and he was so fast he got the corner. But a big play nonetheless right there. JoJo throws a strike and a good catch.
He's got some electricity to him when he gets that ball, doesn't he?
He does. He's got fast feet, and he can put them up, pick them up and put them down with no doubt.
First down and 10 now. Texans on their own 42. Quick throw to Stover out near the 40, but they diagnose that and make the play. That was an outstanding tackle by Cole Lane and a loss of three back to the 39-yard line.
Yeah, plays like that right there, you're kind of putting everything on one block when you got the twins down here on the bottom. You got Wyatt Mann and Cade Stover down here. Wyatt, good job by the cornerback fighting through Wyatt Mann's block and sticks Stover right off the bat. So Wyatt kind of taps his shoulder and says, hey, that's on me. They'll come back to that one later. It'll be a big play, though.
Yeah, you have to have your receiver break one tackle, tackle, right?
That's it.
That's the idea. Second down and 13 now. Ball at the 39. Weeks will roll to his left now. He's got time. Looking, can't find anybody. Now he flips it left side and kind of threw that away. I think he was trying to go to Krebs on that far sideline, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, it's just a throwaway, like you said. He's well out of the pocket and really not an opportunity to catch it. Really, it's more of a hopefully you get a penalty called, truthfully, more than anything. So it's a situation for the Texans after a big game by Krebs. Now you've got, third and 13 left here, and you need a big play right here. Look for Gavin Martinez right here, maybe on a post pattern over the middle.
It's about time for that patented Gavin Martinez post play. You're
absolutely
right about that. Stover in the slot here. Back to throw is Weeks. Looking pressure, though, and he's going to go down and be sacked back at the 36-yard line. A loss of three. We've talked about the Bernie offense. Bernie defense doing a pretty good job here tonight, too, Jared, as Wimberley is forced to punt.
Yeah, they're swarming, knowing third down, big throwing down right there, and it's a really – guys couldn't even get out of their breaks. Again, when you're throwing, your defenders are obviously going against 13 to 15 yards, trying to keep you before that. You got to get out of your breaks because you got to make your routes a little deeper. Good rush on the front. Wimberley didn't have an opportunity.
Here's Mann now with the punt. It is a high one. It's a good one. Fair catch called at the 30-yard line, and that is where Bernie will take over. That's Hayden Hodo, who caught that one. He's a sophomore. I assume he's the brother of Douglas Hodo.
Yeah, that's not a name you hear all the time. It's not Johnson or Jones.
No, it's
Hodo's
not.
Probably brothers. I agree with you. And you were telling me before that,
yeah,
you know, as young as you are, and
right,
for those of y'all who don't know, as young as he is,
yes,
I
went to college with their father.
Well, that was
how
I mean,
about that?
Did you graduate 3 or 4 years ago?
A few years ago. It's been a time or two. We're talking 33 years ago. How about that? 82, 83. Doug Hodo was his name, a good left-handed hitter for the Longhorns baseball team back in the day. Here's the turn and the give off right tackle to Hart. Now he's going to shift gears and try to go left, but he's going to be tackled out at the 31-yard line, a gain of one.
Good tackle by Matt Mitchell, open field. He had a lot of room to run, but gets him around the ankles, kind of dives for him, and a one-yard gain right there. Those are the plays that in that first series, they got those plays. Mitchell comes up with a big play right there. So we'll see Texans starting to make some little adjustments here as we go through and starting into the second quarter.
Well, Texans need to make some adjustments because their offense hadn't moved the ball yet here tonight. So they're going to have to keep this close till the offense gets on track. Deep ball over the middle, and it is caught. Caught all the way down to the Wimberley 43-yard line. That was Connor Fisher on the catch. Another one of those talented wide receivers, and they move the chains.
And Fisher likes that single side. Him and Gavin Martinez looks like they're going to line up the whole time, and he beats him on the post pattern inside.
And they are tall and lanky. Boy, they make great targets for Klutz. Hard to stop this passing offense. Here's the give to Hart, right up the middle. Powers his way forward to the 40. And actually, they're going to spot it at the 39-yard line. So gain of 4, second down at 7, 6.
Texas done a good job of adjusting to the run. So far, they haven't had a whole lot of answers in that defensive backfield for the pass and play. Klutz has thrown some balls, and two of them have been dropped that you and I have seen, too. So a good performance so far from this Bernie passing attack.
Again, Bernie leading at 10-0. 8 minutes left to play in the second quarter from Wimberley. Final non-district game. Looking left is Klutz. Going left to Fisher. He caught it at the 10 and runs it in for the touchdown. Gavin Martinez had decent coverage, but I think he lost sight of the ball. Touchdown, 39 yards. Bernie leads it 16-0, pending the extra point.
Yeah, it's the exact same play that they ran on the far side from us earlier. Fisher, same guy, catches the ball. Gavin doesn't get his head turned back around, and they just aren't able to defend the pass right there. And a big play, another great catch by Fisher, truthfully.
Boy, no doubt. I don't think Martinez knew he had the ball.
Martinez looked
confused when he caught it.
The same thing he did in the first one. He defended it pretty well. That one had a step on him, but still a pretty good position for Martinez as the extra point's good. Not a bad position for Martinez to be in, just a good catch, and it almost looked exactly what you're talking about. He didn't give up on it, but said, hey, I've got this, and comes down with a catch, touchdown, Greyhounds.
Herbs with the catch, and now the Greyhounds will kick it off to Wimberley. Texans really reeling here tonight, trailing it 17-0. Hey, if you'd like to receive a copy of the broadcast of tonight's game, don't forget you can give our office a call at 512-965-9969. Texans are going to have to do something. Of course, this is kind of a mirror image of the game last week where the Texans really couldn't figure anything out on either side of the ball, but they played well enough to keep themselves in it. With 7:49 left to play in the second quarter, obviously plenty of time, but they haven't trailed by 17 points this year yet. They trailed by 14 last week.
Yeah, it seems like the last 2 weeks it was, 10, 14, now 17. So we're moving up the ladder,
right,
which is the wrong way. But I see Texan, their offense tends to open up a little bit more when they throw some deep passes. We haven't seen any of those really deep patterns yet. We've seen a lot of close passes and some running. They tend to open up a little bit as this game goes on.
Here's the kickoff taken by Martinez. Herbst has done a good job kicking the ball. Got it into the end zone every time here tonight. Let's see if the Texans offense can get untracked. Put this in the back of your mind. The Texans will get the ball first in the second half. And I got to tell you, I think Bernie's the best team that Wimberley's played this year.
Watching it from this short, 15, 17 minutes that we've seen so far, there's
right,
no doubt about it.
Got so many players on offense that can hurt you. Hart's a good running back. Klutz is outstanding, and they've got a bevy of receivers. So let's see if Weeks can get anything going with this offense. First down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. It's Carruthers right up the middle. Pounds it forward for 3. That's one way to stop that Bernie offense, is to keep the offense on the sideline over there and kind of run the ball and run the clock a little bit.
Yeah, I think time of possession probably favors
the Greyhound
Bernie a little bit,
yes,
right now. So Texans are definitely looking to slow that down, put some points on the board, and just kind of really get some momentum back on track.
Second down and seven now. Again, spread formation. For Weeks, he'll take the snap, and he's going to look to throw, but he's in trouble. Throws it away, though. Did a good job throwing it in the direction of Stover as he was being sacked. Somebody missed an assignment on a blindside pass rusher. Third down and seven.
Yeah, it's a run-pass option right there. We've seen Mitchell come across and get that defensive end, but what that does on that far side is everybody's blocking down. It allows the topside defensive end really free go, and that's who you're reading off of if you're JoJo. He takes the pass option out of it, so he turns us back to that top defensive end, and as you and I both can see, does a good job of getting it away, but if he doesn't, it's going to be a pretty big loss.
Third down and seven. Boy, this would be a good one for the Texan to convert here. Back to throw is Weeks, looking and throwing. Right side, it's caught, I believe. Nope, incomplete. Stover went down to try to scoop it there, Jared. He's not arguing, though. It definitely skipped off the turf, and the Texans will be forced upon again.
Yeah, and just a low pass right there by JoJo. I talked about it. We've seen some just not on the same page with these receivers at this time. I mean, it's just a step off, you know, whether it's short, long, whatever it may be, just – these receivers and quarterback, if I'm JoJo, I'm probably coming down here and I'm probably getting all of my receivers and setting them in the deal and saying, hey, we've got to get on the same page. We got to start performing here.
Here's man with the punt. Fair catch is called on the 37-yard line, I believe, and that is where the Bernie offense will take over, the fair catch by Clancy Haas.
And you and I have talked about it in the past, but Wyatt Mann, his kicking is unbelievable. I mean, you're talking a kid who – really kicks, in my mind, what I would see is almost a perfect punt. I mean, it's high. They're not going to really return that many of them unless they get really good blocking up front. Doesn't necessarily flip the whole field at the 37, but gives your defense a little bit of wiggle room here, putting them on their side of the field at least.
No doubt. Now, you're a baseball guy. You may have just jinxed him. If he has a bad punt here in a minute, it's going to be your fault.
We blame it on me.
Here's the give to Hart right up the middle. He's got the 40.
Ball's
ball
on the ground.
Comes out, and Texans have it. I think it's Mitchell who came up with it. I'm not sure. Trying to get the number.
Kowalski.
No, it's Kowalski. So the first break for the Texans here tonight. They get the fumble at the Bernie 42-yard line. Let's see if they can make them pay for this.
Yeah, big job right there. 61, Brady Corbett comes in, causes the fumble on that side. Kowalski come in, scoops it up, and the momentum changes all in one play. Sometimes if you're the Texans, you have to take advantage of this. 6:45 left in the second quarter. You've got to get points out of this drive right here. JoJo Weeks has got to be feeling it. The fans are back into the game for him. Good time to strike, maybe a Gavin Martinez right here.
Back to throw. Screen pass. Left side to Stover. He's got some running room. 40. Right side. Juke to the 35-30. Still on his feet. And finally out of bounds at about the 22-yard line is Stover. A pickup of 18. First down for the Texans.
And he fell right on Stover's hip as he was falling out. Stover kind of limping a little bit. It's going to take the world to get Stover off of the field. But I think he faked just about as many times as yards as he gained right there. He got about 30 yards. It seemed like he faked about 25 times to get those 30 yards. But a good job, huge pickup for the Wimberley Texans on the bubble screen.
They're marking it at the 23-yard line. 6:34 left to play in the second quarter. Texans, I believe, with all their timeouts. We don't have to start talking about that quite yet, though. Here's the turn and the give to Carruthers. Looking for running room. They're going to stretch this out to the far sideline, and it looks like Moss may have lost a yard back to the 24-yard line.
He did. Good pursuit on that outside linebacker for the Bernie Greyhounds on that top side. And earlier we saw Moss get the corner with a 6-yard gain. That time the outside linebacker on that far side made sure he didn't get outside of him. And a good job.
I don't know if you agree with this, Jared, or not, but it looks like the Greyhounds, their motors are going 100 miles an hour, man. They do pursue the football, don't they?
They're flying around. There's no doubt. Almost looks, and this is terrible to say this on the air, but looks like they may have about a half a step speed-wise against us.
And now JoJo's in trouble again. He fakes the handoff and gets sacked in the backfield, and the ball comes loose. They've got it on the far sideline, and they're taking it all the way back to the 20, to the 10. Did he get in? He got in, I believe. That was a fumble recovery?
It was actually a pass.
Did he get it off and then it was picked off on the far sideline?
I got to tell you, I am not real sure. But my question is going to be, how in the world do they know that that's a touchdown? Good job. Moss runs all the way back there and pushes him out of bounds. Looks like he gets him about the 3 or 4 yard line. The referee was about 30 yards. Oh, they're bringing him back.
They are bringing him back. It looked like Hayden Hodo on the interception, but they're going to call intentional grounding.
Oh, originally they called it a backwards pass.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now it's intentional grounding because he threw it from the pocket, but it was a forward pass. So they are going to say it's forward pass, but intentional grounding, loss of down. I got to tell you, that's a huge break for the Texans. That's terrible to say in the sense that they did have a penalty and a loss of downs, but that young man was going. He was turned around all the way.
I'm still not sure if I completely understand it. I guess it's frankly what it breaks down to is intentional grounding,
right?
Period, and it nullified everything that happened after that.
Yeah, I think originally they thought he did throw the ball, and I think they thought it was a backwards pass.
So it's third down now from the 34-yard line. Good explanation there by the officials. I couldn't see the ball. I thought he still had the ball. His back was to the press box when he hit the ground, and I didn't see the ball come out.
The only thing that I was – well, I saw the ball on the far side, obviously, and you're trying to figure out what in the world. Bernie's going to call a timeout
now,
right here.
Timeout for Bernie. We'll take it with him. Our score, Bernie 17 and Wimberly nothing. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, Branch Leader Financial Consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings. And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Yeah. Third down and 20. Too bad you can't hear us off the air during the breaks. Jared's a funny guy.
I got some friends over at the DB&G that would love to hear what I just said, but we won't say it.
Back to throw is Weeks. Thrown to the right side. It's caught by Stover at the 25, and he's able to get it down to the 22-yard line. Way short of the first down, but they're probably in four-down territory here on fourth down and 8. They've got to get it to the 14. You're trailing 17-0, and you're probably not going to kick a 40-yard field goal here, Jared, so you might as well go for it, right?
Yeah, there's pretty much not a possibility of even wanting to kick a field goal. Obviously, we've seen Coles. He's got the leg.
Right.
He's got everything to do it, but nothing against him. It's just a situation that if you're the Texans, you need more than 3 points on the board right here. So fourth and 8 for the Texans.
Well, here we go. Weeks back to throw. Looking left. Got time. Now he's going back over the middle in the end zone. Caught in the back of the end zone for a touchdown.
Wyatt Mann
on the strike. 22 yards, touchdown Wimberly. How about that?
Yeah, that's a great catch right there. A little bit off timing again. We saw Wyatt had that 2-3 yards on him, but JoJo throws that ball where really Wyatt is the only kid who can go up and catch it. We've seen him really expand his capabilities, his skills as a wide receiver in the last year and a half, and Wyatt just has become a unbelievable target on that single side. Great job by Wyatt Mann to go up and get the ball.
Kick is good by Coles. 17-7, our score with 4:44 left to play in the second quarter. Stay with us. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at ByronEccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Nick Cole's going to kick things off for Wimberley. Texans are on the board now, 17-7 with 4:44 left to play in the first half. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be short. Taken at the 18-yard line, left side to the 30. And he's going to be stopped right at the 30. That is Tucker Dixon on the return. Bernie's offense will come back out onto the field. Well, Texans able to take advantage of that turnover, Jared.
Yeah, that's a huge play right there on a fourth down that, you know, you're going, again, we talked about it going into it. Field goal doesn't do you any good. You got a score, and a strike by JoJo Weeks to Wyatt Mann really changes the momentum of this ball game. Defense comes right here, and they put up a good stand. Texans still got an opportunity with the timeouts they got to come back and put some points.
You bet. Hart is behind Klutz now in the backfield, kind of a pistol-looking formation. For the Greyhounds, back to throw is Klutz, looking right and going right. He's got Hodo on the far sideline. Look out. He's at the 45-40. He could go. He's at the 30. He's at the 25 and down to the 23-yard line is Douglas Hodo. And don't look now, but Bernie's offense is a quick strike machine right now. And they're going to go up tempo as well as we look at that harvest moon in the background.
Man, that was a... That's a perfect throw by Klutz. We've talked about it, man. He's dead on.
Here's Hart now up the middle, big hole inside the 15. Down close to a first down is Hart. So in two plays, Bernie gets it down to the Texan, a 13-yard line. Boy, this Texan defense is going to have to really look at what they're doing at halftime.
Yeah, they're going to have to relook at the bend, not break.
They are bending and breaking here tonight. This Bernie offense is gashing them. Boy, and Hodo's got a lot of talent, doesn't he? He caught that ball and
he was gone.
Big old kid, takes long strides. Klutz back to throw, looking left, looking, now running. Up the middle to the 10, to the 5, and he gets it inside the 5 down to about the 2-yard line. Thought he might take it all the way in there, Jared.
Man, that's a...
It's another first down, first and goal.
He put his left foot in the ground, and it was immediately gone. I mean, that was impressive.
Yeah, he gets the top speed. You're right about that. He gets the top 0 to 60 pretty quick. He's going to go shotgun now. This drives me nuts when they go shotgun. First and goal at the 2. I guess that means I'm old. Hart is behind Klutz in the backfield, and he's going to get the carry. Right up the middle, powers forward. I think he got a yard. Not sure if he got in or not. Nope.
They're going to get a holding right here, I believe.
Really? Flag on the play. That'd be huge.
Look like a holding on the inside right there. Oh, chop block, actually, is what they're going to call.
So they're going to back him up. That'll be a 15-yarder.
Oh, my goodness. He tackled the as you look down right now, young man coming off, he tackled him as he comes. I can't get the number. Is that Burnett? That is Ian Burnett coming off.
That's sure. Boy, that's a big loss if the Texans lose him. He is coming off on his own power, but he is in some pain as he's limping.
Just got him right there on the inside of that knee, and he's a strong man. He'll be back. But any time you see him take him all the way to the ground, it's either holding or the chop block, and the chop block is going to be a 10-yard penalty right there.
Yeah, it's a 10-yarder back to the 12, so first down is replayed here. First down and goal for the Greyhounds with 3:04 left to play. Believe they have one timeout remaining in this half, and there's
more
movement prior to the snap, and this is going to back them up another 5. So after the quick strike offense gets it down there close to the goal line to the 2-yard line, now they're backed way up to the 17-yard line.
Yeah, that's if you're the coach of the Bernie Greyhounds, that's not what you want to see after three plays and almost 80 yards. Now all of a sudden you're backing up going the wrong way.
Two consecutive penalties.
You always hate to look at that stat line, and it's over a 100-yard drive, which is pretty much impossible except for penalties.
First down and goal now. Back to throw is Klutz. He's got some running room. Look out. He's going to run it. 10, and he slides down at the 5-yard line. It'll be second down and goal now for the Greyhounds. 2.5 minutes left to play in the half. They're going to go quickly to the line of scrimmage now as Klutz glances over to his sideline. They have so many weapons on offense. Well, we sound like a broken record when we say it. Just hold your breath if you're a Wimberley fan and you see Klutz take off.
Yeah, he's quick. He takes steps up in the pocket and immediately goes off to the right-hand side, slides in. I mean, I think you're right. He's probably the most talented young man we've faced so far.
Second down and goal. He's going to take it on a quarterback sweep to the right side, and I believe he's in to the end zone just inside the pylon. Touchdown, Bernie. Just like that, it's Brooks Klutz on the 5-yard quarterback keeper. That was a quarterback run all the way, Jared.
Yeah, that was a design run. Get the extra blocker out there and a smart quarterback. You know, we've talked about it, and it's a he's talented, man. From the slide before, not wanting to take the extra hits, to that play extending the ball really from the 1-yard line. His body doesn't get to the end zone, but the ball's got to break the pylon. That's it. So touchdown, Greyhounds.
Herps now with the extra point try, and the kick is up, and it is good. 1:55 left to play in the first half. Our score from Wimberley, Bernie 24 and Wimberley 7. Stay with us. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there. And by 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com.
Well, you can't have a good comeback until you fall behind a little bit, I guess. You got to always see that glass is half full, Jared. 24-7, Bernie leading Wimberley, and the Greyhounds will kick it off.
Well, you got 2 minutes left here basically in the second quarter. I think they got two timeouts, if I'm correct.
Yep.
And poised for a two-minute drill right here.
Here is the kickoff taken at the 4-yard line. That's Krebs to the 10, 15, 20. Get some good blocks to the 25 and out to the 27-yard line is Hayden Krebs. That's a pretty good return of 26 yards. And the Texans will take over. They're going to mark it at the 28. Again, two timeouts remaining, 1:47 left to play. Trailing 24-7. And keep in mind also the Texans will get the ball first in the second half as well.
I've always said this is kind of that interesting spot if you're the Texans. This minute 47 left. You don't want to give the ball back to them. Obviously, we've seen the explosive offense, but
no.
You have to be aggressive right here. 32 is going to be Kipperis in the backfield right here, so maybe a slip screen or something like that. We'll see what develops right here.
Weeks looking left, throwing left, right over the middle. 35-40, first down, and out to the 43-yard line. Is that Stover? Yeah,
yep.
There's the red shoes. So they're going to spot it at the 42, first down. Nice play to start the drive. Clock continues to run at 1:33.
And I gotta tell you, I got kind of a new face down here on the bottom. Who's number 25?
1:24 left to play. Here's Weeks, throws it out left side, caught. Another first down. It's
he's gone.
Krebs, I believe, to
he's
the
gone.
40. Breaks a tackle. He is long gone. 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Hayden Krebs. How about that? 58 yards. That's just what Doug Warren wanted. Touchdown, Wimberley.
That's a big play. Good blocking downfield. Good job by Krebs. We talked about it a minute ago. If you get the quick passes, you've got to break one defender, and you got to rely on your receivers to do blocking. Hayden broke that defender, got the blocking downfield, and he's gone. An excellent play right there. We see Ian Burnett come off the field again, limping. A young man that's obviously not 100%, but out there playing and gives him enough time to make that pass.
And here's Colts with the extra point. 1:08 left to play in the first half. Our score, Bernie 24 and Wimberley 14. Stay with us, everybody. Texan football will be back after this brief timeout.
Support for this broadcast of Wimberley Texan Football is provided by Stevens & Malone, LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com.
Well, Texans are able to strike on the big play, 58 yards. JoJo Weeks to Hayden Krebs to cut the lead to 24-14. And now Nick Coles will kick off with 1:08 left to play in the first half. A lot of big plays. This has been fun here tonight, Jared.
Yeah, good game so far. We talked about it before. We thought it was going to be.
Kickoff at the 10 to the 15 to the 20, 25, 30. Look out. That's Fisher all the way out to the 40 and finally taken down at the 44-yard line is Connor Fisher, explosive wide receiver. And there's exactly 60 seconds left to play in the first half. Bernie with one timeout and 56 yards away from the goal line. Texans need a stop here, Jared. They're going to go into the locker room very down on themselves if they let Bernie get any points.
Yeah, this is one we've seen it several times, but number three down here on the bottom on Gavin Martinez, Connor Fisher, big play threat.
Klutz back to throw. He's looking left, too. He's looking at Fisher, and now he's going to run it himself, right side. 45, 50, steps out of bounds after a pickup of 9 to stop the clock. He gets it inside Wimberley territory to the 46-yard line. The clock reads 52 seconds. Thing about Klutz is we've talked about his athleticism, but he makes plays that make you think he's pretty smart, too. He's not just all brawn and no brain, that's for sure.
Yeah, he was run out of bounds by number 84, Kowalski, right there. And his brains came into play because I think if Caden would have got an opportunity, I believe it would have been a train. he wanted to get him, you could tell, but he steps out of bounds. Good move. So his brains came into play.
Back to throw is Klutz on second down and 1. He's going to roll left, looking, and finally throwing. Caught to Fisher, who steps out of bounds at the Wimberley 40. That's going to be a first down, a gain of 6. Actually, they're going to spot it at the 39-yard line. Stops the clock at the 40, but now they say it's the 38-yard line. Good grief, they gained a couple of yards after the catch.
Yeah.
Ball at the 38 now, first and 10, 44 seconds left.
I've always wondered if you're going to give them forward progress, you can't give them the out-of-bounds.
I guess. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. I hadn't thought of that. You're a smart guy, Jared.
Oh, I use my brain 3 times a day.
How about that? Well, that's 1.
That's 2. I used it earlier.
Oh, you did? Well, you got 1 left. That's kind of good.
It's like
38. Fumbled the snap. Did Klutz. He picks it up, though, and is able to scramble forward a little bit. Still lost a yard, and this is going to be problematic for Bernie. They're going to take their last time out. Let's keep it here, though, with 32 seconds left to play, and Bernie will be facing a second down and 11 from the Texans' 39-yard line. Hey, we're looking for fall interns. If you are interested in broadcasting, come intern for us. Give our office a call for more information on interning at 512-965-9969. We certainly want to thank all our sponsors tonight. Of course, our title sponsor, Seton Medical Center Hayes, Communicare of Wimberley, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter in Dripping Springs, AMM Collision Center of San Marcos in Dripping Springs, State Farm agent Byron Eccles, Onion Creek Volkswagen, Springwater, Austin Community College, 5-Star ER, Stevens & Malone, Chang's Hapkido Academy, REMAX agent A.J. Harwood, and by Ball Brothers Paint and Drywall. Look at that moon over there, Jared.
That's pretty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Beautiful night for football. Clear Friday night. Lights are on. Logos at the 50-yard line. And
low 70s.
We're at home. We don't have to drive home from Fredericksburg.
Back home again next week, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long drive.
Is it homecoming
last week?
Next week? I think it's homecoming next week.
I think that's what you told me.
I think it is.
Of course, I've shared this before, but you were the homecoming queen in your senior year of high school.
You're just jealous because I don't buy you a mom.
That's right. You're right. Second down and 11 now for Bernie at the Wimberley 39-yard line. Texans need to hold them. Klutz is going to roll right. Looking, he's going deep. He's got a receiver inside
That's
the 10.
That's picked off.
Might be picked off inside the 5. Let's see. Yep, it's an interception. Trying to get the number over there, Jared. Can you see who that is? They're celebrating and
that
jumping
is Hunter
up and
Benoli.
Benoli.
Number 11, Hunter Benoli on an unbelievable great play. Takes the ball away. Wimberley, 28 seconds left.
At the 2-yard line is where they're going to spot it. That was a great play, and that was Fisher he was going against.
Yeah, that's a huge catch right there. Gets his head. We talked about the two times, the two Fisher touchdowns. Gavin didn't get his head turned around. Hunter gets his head turned around right there on the free safety position coming over, and a great catch right there by number 11, Benoli.
And Benoli, let's just say he's got a height disadvantage on that
he
deal.
He does, you're right.
Let's put it like that.
Yeah, Fisher's a big, tall young man. Hunter's a good athlete, but definitely gives a couple inches away to him. So we'll see what they do, how aggressive they are here with 28 seconds left and, 98 yards to go.
Right, and two timeouts. I kind of feel like they're just going to try to push it out of there. And it's snapped, but did somebody move before the...
Did he kneel it?
Maybe he kneeled it on the 1-yard line. I guess with, well, Bernie doesn't have any timeouts, so they're just going to be able to run out the clock, right?
Man, we're up here on the top.
No,
but
the clock is going.
They're about 25 yards off of Stover in the slot right there. And the aggressive Jared says, man, throw it to that young man, see if he can do it. But the smart play is obviously kneel it, go into the half, and carry some of the momentum and get in there and readjust a little bit, we'll call it.
And that's what they're going to do. It's halftime, 24 for Bernie and 14 for Wimberley. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
By Seton Medical Center Hayes. Offering comprehensive cardiovascular care, from diagnostic services to open-heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.